Good afternoon. You're listening to KMHM 104.1 FM. It's time for a message from God's Word titled The Way It Ought to Be, brought to you by Pete Hornbuckle. Get your Bibles and be ready to dig into the Word of God this afternoon on The Way It Ought to Be with Pete Hornbuckle.
This is Pete Hornbuckle with The Way It Ought to Be. If you are a steady listener to this The Way It Ought to Be program, then you will know we have been speaking about cause and effect, and that we reap what we sow personally and as a nation and as a world, and that there is a coming captivity for the nations of Israel, and that includes the United States, the British people. We have proved this by many scriptures, and there are many more that warns us of our demise if we don't wake up and repent of our many sins. I have mentioned as well that there's some very good news on the horizon, and that good news is that God will send Jesus Christ back to this earth to save mankind from himself, from erasing all life from off this planet. And we can read that in Matthew 24, verses 21 through 22. It says this, "For then there will be great tribulation, such as not has been since the beginning of the world, until this time, no nor ever shall be. And unless those days were shortened, no flesh would be saved, but for the elect's sake, those days will be shortened." Now, the Moffat translation says, "No flesh would be saved alive." And that's exactly what it means. Things are going to get that bad. If Christ doesn't return at just the right time and intervene in this world's problems, and in this case, man trying to kill every man but himself and his allies, it would get so bad that man would annihilate himself. As a matter of fact, man would annihilate all living things from the face of this earth. Yes, there would be no flesh saved alive at that time. And at that time, Israel, the United States, and the British people will be in a state of captivity and have been at the time of Christ's return for quite some time. Notice a prophecy for the end of this age aimed at the nations of Israel, not just the little nation we call Israel today, that is Judah in the Palestine and Jerusalem area, but a prophecy mainly for the United States and the British people. This prophecy is found in Jeremiah 31, verses 7 through 20. And we need to pay attention to this, my friend, because this is an end-time prophecy, and it is aimed at you and me, the United States and the British people. Verse 7 of Jeremiah 31, "For thus says the Eternal, sing with gladness for Jacob, and shout among the chief of the nations, proclaim, give praise, and say, O Lord, save your people, the remnant of Israel." The remnant of Israel. We need to take heed to that, because other places God indicates that there's only going to be one-tenth of Israel that will come back from captivity. One-tenth of all the people that go in to captivity, one-tenth will come back, will be saved. And God calls it a remnant here. "Behold, I will bring them back from the north country." Now, the north country means north of Jerusalem, and you can look on a map and figure out where that is yourself. "And gather them from the ends of the earth, among them the blind and the lame, the woman with child, and the one who labors with child. Together a great throng shall return there. They shall come with weeping and with supplication." Yes, God is saying that once we go through this great tribulation that he calls the time of Jacob's trouble, that we are going to repent and we're going to come back in a repentant attitude. We have the opportunity to repent now and not have to go through that time of troubles. But will we? Will you? It says, "They shall come with weeping and with supplication. I will lead them. I will cause them to walk by the rivers of water in a straight way, in which they shall not stumble. For I am a father to Israel, and Ephraim is my firstborn." God is saying at that time, and he's talking about the time that Christ returns and sets up his government, his kingdom, on this earth, and begins to rule this earth, deposes Satan and his demons for 1,000 years. He's talking about the time that his way and his law is going to be taught to everyone, and everyone is going to know the right way to live. Verse 10, "Hear the word of the Eternal, O nations, and declare it in the isles afar off, and say, He who scattered Israel," speaking about God himself, "will gather him and keep him as a shepherd does his flock." Yes, speaking about the time that Christ is ruling and reigning on this earth. "For the Lord has redeemed Jacob and ransomed him from the hand of one stronger than he." Now, my friends, this was penned at least 130 years after Israel went into captivity in 721 through 718 B.C. This is a prophecy for our day, and it's just immediately ahead. It's not long before this is going to happen. As bad as I hate to tell you this, it is the truth. Therefore they shall come and sing in the height of Zion, streaming to the goodness of the Lord, for wheat and wine and oil, for the young of the flock and the herd. Their soul shall be like a well-watered garden, and they shall sorrow no more at all. Now, we've never lived in a time when we haven't had sorrows. We've never lived in a time when our souls have been like a well-watered garden. And God is speaking of His Holy Spirit and His way of life here when He says their souls will be watered like a well-watered garden. And verse 31, then shall the virgin rejoice in the dance, and the young man and the old together. For I will turn their mourning to joy, will comfort them, and make them rejoice rather than sorrow. Speaking of the time that Christ returns and does this, and He finds Israel in the state of captivity at that time, and He delivers them. I will satiate the soul of the priest with abundance, and my people shall be satisfied with my goodness, says the Eternal. Verse 15, thus says the Eternal, a voice was heard in Ramah, lamentation and bitter weeping, Rachel weeping for her children, refusing to be comforted for her children because they are no more. Just speaking of the terrible time that lies ahead for this nation and for the British people and for the entire earth, for that matter. But the United States and the British people will take the brunt of this, at least for 2 or 3 years here. Thus says the Eternal, refrain your voice from weeping and your eyes from tears. For your work shall be rewarded, says the Eternal, and they shall come back from the land of the enemy. Speaking to the United States and the British people here. Verse 17, there is hope in your future, says the Eternal, that your children shall come back to their own border. Yes, speaking of this future time here, I have surely heard Ephraim bemoaning himself, you have chastised me, I was chastised like an untrained bull. Restore me, and I will return. For you are the Eternal, my God. Yes, everyone is going to know God at that time, going to know who Jesus Christ is at that time. Surely, after my turning, I repented, and after I was instructed, I struck myself on the thigh. I was ashamed, yes, even humiliated, because I bore the reproach of my youth. Yes, like a stubborn, rebellious teenager is the way that we are now. And Ephraim is saying here, says, surely after my turning, I repented. In other words, after I learned my lesson, I repented. And after I was instructed, I struck myself on the thigh. In other words, I abhorred myself. I was ashamed, yes, even humiliated, because I bore the reproach of my youth. Just like a kid that grows up thinking sometimes that they know everything and they had to learn the lessons the hard way. Well, you know, my friends, we are only kids grown up, aren't we? We still make our mistakes. Verse 20, is Ephraim my dear son? Is he a pleasant child? For though I spoke against him, God taking credit for this, says, I earnestly remember him still. Therefore my heart yearns for him. I will surely have mercy on him, says the Lord. Notice verses 31 through 34 of Jeremiah 31, same chapter here. Verse 31, behold, the days are coming, says the Eternal, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah, speaking of two nations here, not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day that I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, my covenant which they broke, though I was a husband to them, says the Lord. But this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel. After those days, says the Eternal, I will put my law in their minds and write it on their hearts. And I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Yes, indeed, God gave ancient Israel His laws, and He intended them to keep His laws and to pass His laws and His way right on down to their posterity. And if they had, and if we would have listened today, we would be living a good life. But God says the time is coming when He's going to pour out His Spirit on all flesh, and He's going to write His laws on our heart and in our minds by the power of His Holy Spirit. Verse 34, no more shall every man teach his neighbor, and every man his brother, saying, know the Lord. For they all shall know me, from the least of them to the greatest of them, says the Eternal. for I will forgive their iniquities, and their sin I will remember no more. That time has not happened, my friends. God the Father and Jesus Christ remembers our sins now because we have not repented. And the only time that God promises to forgive this nation or you as an individual or this world of its sins is when we repent. And we haven't repented. We aren't in a repentant attitude today. We keep going our way. Yes, God is speaking of the time that Christ returns to deliver this earth from annihilation, and Israel and Judah, the little nation commonly called Israel today, from the land of slavery and captivity. At that time, Satan will be deposed, and Christ will establish his kingdom and his government on the earth. You don't have to be one in slavery at the time of Christ's return. You can be one that will be born into the family of God if you will repent and become converted. That is, changed from the way that you naturally are to the way Christ is. God said, "Let this mind be in you, which also was and is in Jesus Christ." And that is accomplished by you understanding what sin is, that it is the breaking of God's law, the Ten Commandments, in the letter and in the spirit, and then repenting and being baptized for the forgiveness of sins, and then receiving the gift of the Holy Spirit, which God promises to give those that obey him. Well, my friend, I see my time is up. We'll pick this up in our next program. But if you would like more understanding as to how your problems and the earth problems will be solved, and by whom, and how you can be a part of that government that will be active in doing so, then you need to enroll in our free Bible correspondence course. It will take you through the Bible, help you to understand why you were born and the purpose of life and where you are going. Also, request our free booklet, The Kingdom of God, What Does That Mean to You? And all you need do to receive the correspondence course free of charge and the free booklet, The Kingdom of God, What Does That Mean to You?, is just call us toll-free at 1-800-611-8080. That's 1-800-611-8080. And request the correspondence course and the booklet, The Kingdom of God, What Does That Mean to You? You may hear the Way It Ought to Be program on WXAN 4 p.m. weekdays, Ava, Illinois, if you happen to be in that area and within the range of that station. Well, this is Pete Hornbuckle. Thanks for joining us, and we'll be speaking to you on our next program with The Way It Ought to Be.
We hope you enjoyed today's program, The Way It Ought to Be, brought to you by Pete Hornbuckle and the Churches of God Outreach Ministry. Tune in every Monday through Friday at 3:30 for another program of The Way It Ought to Be. You're welcome to meet with the Marble Hill Church of God 7-Day Fellowship every Saturday afternoon at 2 o'clock. They're located on County Road 300, just one block from the Cat Ranch. That's the Marble Hill Church of God 7-Day Fellowship, located on County Road 300, meeting every Saturday afternoon at 2 o'clock. And tune in again Monday through Friday at 3:30 for The Way It Ought to Be with Pete Hornbuckle and the Churches of God Outreach Ministry.